going to talk about a big word this morning. The word if. If. It's a great big word when you think about it, right? It's actually 1,500 times or more in the Bible, by the way. So if you feel like a little Bible study, just go looking for every time the word if shows up in the Bible. You'll be there a while. That there's something that always goes with that if. Because some of us that are in human senses, we sometimes say, what if? Right? What if? And sometimes the what if isn't a good what if, is it? Because many times our mind goes off into the wrong what ifs, into the negatives. There are other times when we say, well, what if? What if God does something? That's a different what if, is it not? So if is a small word, but has great big meaning. And we're going to see how important the word if is in all of our lives. Because this is the year of word watching, right? So we know that as we watch our words, we also need to understand what some of the words, the impact that one small word in two letters can mean such great big things. So I'm hoping you're going to apply the if philosophy this morning to your life. So what if God showed up? What if God changed things? What if you reached out to God? Different outcome, right? Yes? Okay, very good. All right, I'm just testing the waters here to see where I got to go with this morning. So we're going to go to Mark chapter 5 this morning, beginning at verse 21. When Jesus went back across to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. A leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, came and fell down before him, pleading with him to heal his little daughter. "She is about to die," he said in desperation. "Please come and place your hands on her, heal her so she can live." So the big if is here right now is, if Jesus goes and takes care of this little girl, we know that what's going to happen? He's going to heal her, and she's going to live. That's the if that this man is holding on to. If you come with me, Jesus, I know everything's going to be different. You see how powerful the word if is so far? Jesus went with him. Oh, he did go. And the crowd thronged behind. And there was a woman in the crowd who had a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors through the years and had spent everything she had to pay them, but she got no better. In fact, she was worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched the fringe of his robe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his clothing, I will be healed. Immediately, because she took that if and did what with it? She thought about it first, right? She thought in her mind. See, all things begin in our mind. No matter what we're facing in our life, how we attack that situation, how that situation gets solved, how we go about getting answers for any situation in our life, no matter what it is, it all begins with this thought. If I can just get God to do something about this, it will change. If I can just get to Jesus and just touch the hem of his robe, if I just get near him, I will be healed. You see how powerful that belief is in this woman's mind? If I get near him, just touch the hem of his robe. There's a crowd, a throng of people behind him. But in her mind, she's thinking. It says, she thought in her mind, if I can just touch him, I will be healed. What I see here in these scriptures are a couple of things. You see two desperate people. One who's a man who's a head of a synagogue who's very powerful. And a woman who has suffered for 12 years with the same disease and gone to doctors and found no answers and simply was almost about to give up hope. But both of them thought of the word if. If Jesus comes home to be with my daughter, she will live. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And so what they do is they take those thoughts, that belief in that little small word if, and they put it into action. This woman goes up behind Jesus and touches the hem of his garment. We know that. How do we know that? Because as soon as she does, her big if turns into a big healing. You see the power of the word if? If I pray, if I seek God, if I spend time with Jesus, if I'm in desperate need of anything, if I turn to God in prayer, if I believe and trust in his awesome power, it will happen and it will be done. Miracles can happen if and when I take that belief in the word if and I go out and pray and I go seek God, miracles take place. That's the then. Because there is no if without a then. But if you don't, for those of you that are like, God's too busy, God's got too many other things going on in the universe to hear your little puny prayer, and maybe other people are suffering more than you, and you sit back and you say, well, there's not enough answers to go around, like God is limited in some way. If you have a negative if, you're going to get a negative then. So we all have to have positive ifs, don't we? Don't we? In fact, there's such a thing as knowing it's impossible. Your only if and your only hope is in God above. Truth statement? Absolutely. Of course. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "All this crowd is pressing around you. How can you ask, who touched me?" He's mobbed by people, right? But he feels the power go out of him. But he kept on looking around. Who touched me? Who was that? He kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, she was actually surprised by her then, even though she had a strong if. Even though she wanted to be healed, she was desperate to be healed, she was surprised she was healed. Like, what happened? What I thought and believed, my if, my then, was exactly what I wanted and needed. How did that happen? She's surprised by that because she had been plagued by this problem for so long, right? All kinds of doctors, all kinds of money spent, all kinds of ways in which to get her problem solved. There was only one answer. Going and touching and receiving healing from Jesus and God himself alone. See, so many of us want to solve our problems our own way. The self does, right? Because we're all smarter than some other. And we think, if I can do that, I can do this too. And then we can't. And see, there's something about giving up that's very powerful for you. Giving up on trying to save yourself. Giving up on trying to change yourself. Giving up on trying to do it all yourself. Instead, you act like this woman. You say, if I can just get to God with this problem, I know and believe I will be healed, restored, renewed, refreshed, whatever it is you need, delivered. I don't know the word that you need out of your if, but I know this. If you'll go to God in prayer and ask for what it is you need, God will answer. Meet that need. He wasn't turning around to say, who touched me, so he could get, say something to her like, what do you think you're doing? He was turning around to see, who touched me? Who needs me? You see how intimate and how individualized Jesus is with every single person? He's got a crowd of people around him, and yet he wants to see who had the faith to go through that crowd and touch him. Someone in desperate need is someone he wanted to look in the eyes and love on them and say, your faith has made you well. Keep it up. Keep doing those ifs, my young lady. She came and fell at his feet and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. You have been healed. He affirmed for her, right? What made her well? Her big if. Her big if. Her belief in her big if. If I can just touch him, I will be healed. Meanwhile, Jairus gets home and his daughter dies and Jesus shows up there. And guess what happens to her? She gets healed and is restored and rises from the dead. He resurrects her. Both people had their prayers answered. You notice it's 100% answering here? He's 2 for 2. Well, you know, he's 100% of the time answering our prayers. If, what's the big if? If we ask, if we believe, if we're willing to give up on ourselves trying to solve our own problems, giving up on us having all the answers, and giving up from looking outside of ourselves for everything that we think we need and trying to be problem solvers on our own, if we'll just be like that woman who just walks up and tries to grab a hold of his hem of his garment, if you'll just be like that man, Jairus, who comes running and says, come with me, you're coming to my house. You got things to do there. I don't know about any of you, but I strongly suggest if you got some issues in your house today, whatever they may be, your physical house at home, your family, your loved ones, this world, this country, whoever, or maybe inside of you because your own little family, right? Your own little house, the temple of God. If you've got some issues going on in here, like I do, guess who you need to invite home? Jesus, right? God, come to my house. Come inside of me. Come change me. Change my heart. Change my mind. Change my thoughts. Help my ifs that are what ifs that are negative. Transform them into only what if positive things would happen. What if God was conspiring to bless you? What if God was conspiring to love you and to heal you and to restore you? What if God heard your prayer in the silence of when it is that you prayed that? Maybe you were by yourself or maybe you were in a crowd and you prayed that one time in your final desperation when you finally said, I can't do this anymore. I can't solve this anymore. I can't be free of this anymore. I'm going to need your help, God. And what do you think God says? Phew, you finally asked. Man, I've been bugging you and bugging you and bugging you. That poor pastor's been preaching and preaching and preaching. It won't stop until it helps you understand the power of God. God wants to heal. God wants to restore. God wants to make you more than where you are. If. See, here's the problem. God gave us free will, right? He and I are going to have a conversation about that one day. Because God knows I don't need free will some days whatsoever. When self takes over, not such a pretty thing. When God takes over, awesomeness, right? But here's my point about that. Notice that in the scriptures here we read, or I read, there was a crowd following Jesus, right? A throng of people, multitudes, thousands of people. The numbers aren't given, right? We know that many times there were 5,000, 4,000, 8,000, 10,000. It could be 20 people for that matter. You notice how many people rushed up to Jesus to get healed? One. One out of 1,000. One out of 5,000. See, I want to bring up the numbers for our church. Okay, I'm an overachiever. I want 100% of all of you, any moment of any day, and that includes you on Facebook Live, you're hearing this. When you have a need, When you have something in your life that's repetitive, that's a problem that can't seem to be solved, and many times it's you and me, right? We're the problem. We're the common denominator. Or whatever it might be. It could be an illness. It could be a I don't know. You name it. You know what your problems are, right? You don't have to tell me. We don't have time. But needless to say, my point about that is this. You don't have to keep carrying those problems anymore. You don't have to carry those burdens. You don't have to be stuck where you're stuck and have been stuck for eons of time. You can be free. You can be healed. You can be restored. You can have new life. You know, all you have to do is the big if. If I just reach out to God, then God will reach back out to me. If I just ask God's help, God will help me. If I just say to God, I've had enough, I can't seem to do this on my own, guess what? God is going to say, okay, good. Give me your problems. Give me your concerns. Give me your worries. Let me handle it. I'm taking care of the universe, God says. Unless you put up this sun this morning. Who took care of the stars last night, was it? Oh. We know how great God is, don't we? See, the big if is this. Sometimes we get sick and tired of the same problem. Am I right? Anybody here have an ongoing problem? You can raise your hand if you want to. And sometimes you're the problem, I know. Okay, so I'm the problem. Whatever. And you're trying to solve it in so many other ways. There's only one way you can solve it. If you go to God and say, I need your help. If you're one of the persons or people in that big crowd, just imagine what would have happened if all the people that were amongst that woman, after the fact that she was healed and she walked away healed, right? What if the rest of them said, wow, look what happened to her. Hey, Jesus, let me get near you. Hey, I want to be next. Hey, get out of my way. I got to get to Jesus. Move out. Look out. Hey, Jesus, over here. Me. Oh, don't forget me. Or maybe in the quietness, you call out his name. Bam, he's there in a second, isn't he? So this morning, we have a big word for all of us to learn. If you have the faith the size of a, you can say to this mountain, move, and it will sit there. It'll still be there in front of you. If you have the size of a mustard seed faith and you really believe and you really mean it this time, and you really want that mountain moved, because some of us that get in our comfort zones sometimes, we get used to that mountain view. We get used to looking at it, and it becomes we get numb to it. Well, it's time for us to stop being numb to the problems that are in all of our lives. And it's time for us to open our eyes to see the possibilities of what God can do for us all. So guess who gets to be healed today? One of you, that's a limit. One and a half. Okay, two. All right. Oh, three. See, here's the thing I know about the scriptures. The Bible's very clear. Whoever seeks God, if you seek him, then you will find him. If you have a need, God will meet that need. If you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for you, forgave you, and rose from the dead, you have been saved. That's the then. Question is this morning, if you really, really, really mean it this morning, is today the day that you take this woman's advice, if you will, and just think inside your own mind, if I can just reach out my hand to him, I will be healed. I will be changed. My heart will change. My mind will change. My future will change. If I can just reach out to him. And guess what happens? When you reach out, what happens on the other side? God reaches right back. That's the then. That's really what prayer is. Us speaking to God, communicating from here on earth, back to the heavenly realms. And God's ears are wide open all the time. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then I will answer them. I will heal them. You see how God keeps his promises in every situation? So if you're desperate enough this morning, or you have a big impossible situation in your life, and if you're the impossible situation in your life this morning, you still have the opportunity right here, right now, to join this woman, to join Jairus and all the other people that Jesus healed, for all the thousands and thousands and thousands of lives that Jesus has changed. All you have to do this morning is reach out. Take that action. See, it does take action. Reach out. Reach out. Just touch the hem. It doesn't take much. And he's going to turn around and look at you right in the face and say, ah, finally. Finally, you've believed. And now you're healed. And go in peace. Your faith has healed you. Your faith in Jesus Christ, your faith in God is what's going to heal you. So you see the power of if this morning? The next time you see the word if, you're going to say, wow, that's a big word. It changes lives. And I pray this morning it changes your life too. Amen. Amen.